Eric, with Rustique Antiques, is it your business or do you have other family involved? Who's helping you with this?
It's actually owned by me and my wife, Shauna, and Shauna Couch, and we have owned it since 2014.
It's nice to work with the spouse, too. If you can work with the spouse, you can do anything. I said the same thing about going floating on the river. You know, it's tough because it builds a relationship, but it's nice to have them around.
Absolutely. She is a big help.
Well, and we love having good spouses.
We have vendors, and we also buy antiques and things like that.
So people can come in, like if I'm cleaning out grandma's house or grandpa's house, have something I like, you guys can give us bids on those kinds of things?
Absolutely. We do it every day.
Awesome. And the antiques and stuff, is there any particular group of antiques you're looking at, or are you just all together? Tell us a little about some of the antiques that are in the store, Eric.
Well, we really like primitive stuff. They're a little bit harder to find in this area, but we do a little bit of everything. Glassware, we have furniture, and then just all kinds of cast iron and stuff like that. Yep.
So do people too, I mean, you notice what your locations were and stuff. Do you expect people, if I'm buying a big hutch or a big table, can you help with deliveries, or is that something you have your customers do?
Yes. Well, we usually want them to pick them up, but we can help with delivery, yes.
And that's a big plus, but I think a lot of people who are in the antique business and stuff know they're going to pick things up. How did you guys ever start to get in the antique?
Oh, well, I've always been, my dad owned a livestock auction, and so I've always dealt in trading stuff. So my mom always took me to antique auctions growing up, and so it just was a big interest of mine my entire life. So that's kind of how I got started.
And it's fun to know the past. I used to always talk about with history. I said it's like a bow and arrow. The further you pull back that bow, the further the arrow is going to go. We sometimes forget with all the modern world we've got, there have been craftsmen and for years and centuries. And some of the things you see in antiques, that's not something you're going to get if you buy something from the factory.
Correct. Yes. It's you know, it's got memories to it. It's, you know, it's something that has a past and a history, and it's made differently than what stuff is, you know, made nowadays.
It's more sturdy. And I always like to think, too, especially like if I bought an antique table or furniture, I think about the people that had them before. You know, were they happy people? What were their lives like? And having those things in your house are the things that make a house a home. And so, Eric, thank you so much for stopping by today. But tell us one more time how people get a hold of you, where we find you.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook under Antiques, or Rustiques Antiques and Collectibles. You can also reach out to us by phone at 417-934-1200, or visit us at our two locations.
Eric, thank you so much for being part of our show today. We'll be right back with more Touring the Ozarks Mountain View Edition in just a minute.